Proclamation number 242 dated the December 30th, 1937. Divine truth. Science. Accept what you are offered. Recognize God's will and be careful never to lose your trust in the Lord, your love for the Savior and His divine grace. The arguments about the divine truth will be endless, and the one who does not desire divine knowledge or presumes that he can uncover the great mystery by himself will always be the loser. If he is to be successful, he must beseech God for enlightenment, and it will certainly be granted to him. The human being can investigate earthly subjects, yet regardless of how much he achieves, he will still not come closer to divine truth, for one is entirely separate from the other. It is only accessible to the one whose heart detaches itself from everything of an earthly nature, who considers nothing else worth striving for than the acceptance of eternal truths. Everything on earth will seem distant and unreal to him, and he will search full of yearning for the profundity of divine truth and be constantly permitted to receive it from the Father's hand, but only if he turns his heart solely to the Father. So many attempts have already been made to penetrate this region, and yet, if only those with great knowledge at their disposal were successful, if they alone held the key to truth in their hands because of their knowledge, it would not benefit humanity. God has prepared His kingdom for all people, and were the Lord not to judge the earthly children's heart but only their knowledge instead, barely a tiny fraction would acquire His kingdom. And if God the Lord has ordained that all those of good will can acquire His kingdom, then you are, after all, offered far more than only to serve the sciences on earth. All of you are aspirants, and the onus rests entirely upon you as to whether you will reach the Father. Indeed, science is more likely an obstacle to bliss. On earth it makes you great and powerful, yet often very unsuitable to contact the Lord as a small and humble person, and how can you enter the Father's kingdom without His help? You only ever focus on the one goal of ascertaining the nature of creation. You want to penetrate what is close to you and inform the human race of it, even though you have so little knowledge yourselves, because you still have not understood the simplest fact, that you are small. If the Lord does not help you, that you will never understand the meaning and purpose of the universe with your own effort. You can only come closer to the true knowledge when you have found the path to God. And then you will gladly relinquish all fame on earth, for then you will know that all striving for earthly things is worthless, and that all earthly knowledge will not bring you closer to the eternal truth, for God distributes this only to those who desire deep down in their hearts to behold and experience God. The will to reach God elevates you far above all science. Where others make a lifelong effort to solve the mysteries of creation, you will often receive it overnight, providing you have the desire and allow yourselves to be instructed by the divine teacher. Amen.